Twins is a 1988 comedy starring Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito. Guys, get on my level. I'm Carl.
I'm Michael.
You're wrong. I'm Sean.
I'm Karen.
That guy is Mihan.
What are you saying, Mihan?
Because that's what you say.
Mihal.
Mihal.
Oh. Like you, Hall.
Mihan seems a lot more weeby.
Yeah, for those who don't know, I'm the only one in this group who doesn't have an Irish name.
Well, you do, you're just pronouncing it wrong.
You fucking idiot. Yeah, fucking
Mihan. I'll teach you some Irish insults later, alright? Mihan's not one of them.
I'm retconning this. It's now...
I'm retconning the biblical name Michael and how it's pronounced in Ireland.
Mihan. It's now Japanese.
It probably is.
Oh, okay.
Is that...
That's doing nothing! Sean has a device that's meant to calm him down slightly.
It's a tiny fidget cube.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It doesn't make any noise.
It's not a tiny one. You're just massive.
Yeah, my one is
just massive. Is Mihal a Japanese word?
I've just got really huge hands.
Mihal,
oh,
it's...
Oh, it's not having any of this.
What? you can 3,000 is...
whatever.
Okay, can we get talking about the thing?
Yeah, twins. Go on, second, pal. Take second, the lead here. Second. Be a man. One take second. Control.
Siri, what is Mihan in Japanese?
It's Mihal.
Wait, what? And I was going to try to translate Mihan.
Mahorn. Mahorn.
Mahorn.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
Anyway, we're here to talk about a classic
Wait
film.
Wait a minute, shut the fuck up, pass me my water.
Just talk about Twins. Go for it.
Go for it.
So anyway, Twins is a great film. So, just...
Is that the whole argument?
Yep. Initially, who's on my level?
Nope.
I mean, Danny DeVito's in it, so I'm interested.
I vaguely remember this film, and what I remember I enjoyed. Also, Mihan is the Japanese word for sample.
Oh.
I told you it sounded Asian.
Shouldn't we be in it?
Yeah. Anyway.
So, just to catch up on everybody, for the synopsis, it's about... A physically perfect but innocent man goes in search of his long-lost twin brother.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
No, time to meet him.
And his brother is a short, small-time crook. So
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, he plays two characters.
That's actually... You showed me this. It was the posters for Twins, the original like posters they put in cinemas.
Mm.
And they had... Obviously, the actor's name in big letters in the actor, but they put Schwarzenegger over Danny DeVito, and DeVito over Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And the tagline is, only their mother can tell them apart.
Solid marketing.
Yeah, that's good marketing.
So anyway, the cast, obviously Arnold Schwarzenegger, plays Julius Benedict, great name, obviously, and Danny DeVito as Vincent Benedict.
Cool. Do they explain why one has an Austrian accent and one doesn't?
Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger lives on a tropical island, so he may have a different accent. It's not in Austria.
Very few tropical islands in the landlocked nation of Austria.
Hey, you had to try and work with what you had.
They could change
his accent.
They could have hired Dolph Lundgren.
Or, you know,
he would have been just as effective.
I mean, his accent.
He doesn't look like Danny DeVito, though.
You fell for that one, Mihan.
Yeah, Mihan.
So this is 1988. So Arnold Schwarzenegger was still famous for like the Terminator and Predator. But he wanted to do a comedy instead of these violent action films. And Danny DeVito was known for Once and Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Like, oh shit, yeah!
And Taxi, that TV series.
Yeah,
is that all Danny DeVito was in?
Before? At the time, yeah. It took him a while before he was, like, relatively big. Because, like, think...
He's still not.
Anyway.
There's gonna be... Full of those jokes, this podcast.
But, like, think about his part in Matilda. That's a fucking garbage part. And that was, like, what?
That was 91.
Yeah, 91.
He directed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, fair enough. But it took him a while for him to be, like... Everyone knows who he is, kind of thing. Arnold Schwarzenegger just came off of all the Terminator movies, or the first one.
The first one, Predator and Commando. Yeah.
What would you say would be, like, Danny DeVito's, like, role where he became Danny DeVito?
Probably, maybe Always Sunny, but I don't know.
Always Sunny was considered, like, a weird move for him when he came out.
Maybe it was Twins.
And he took a massive pay cut to do that. Yeah. Because that show wasn't making Danny DeVito money at that time. He was just like, this show's fucking hilarious.
It was like, for me, it was Matilda. That's
for you, but like, we were kids when that came out, so it was
Batman Returns.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. That's probably it.
Yeah, so 4 years after the fact, after Twins.
After Twins.
And then it just became that short guy.
Get shorty.
he became a punchline in the movie Mean Girls. Danny DeVito, I love your work.
You mean Meehan Girls?
I actually know the Irish for Mean Girls, but I'm gonna stay quiet.
Can you sample girls?
Sample, yes.
Shut up, you damn foreigner.
And you had the two love interests in the film, Kelly Preston, who actually played the mom in Cat in the Hat.
Yeah, and she's fine in Cat in the Hat.
And Cat in the Hat is an amazing film.
Yeah.
Save it for another episode.
That's your episode.
She's also married to John Travolta, so that's why she's in.
Oh, so she's a Scientologist.
Probably.
Yeah, I mean.
But she's still hot.
They're all hot Scientologists. I mean, Tom Cruise.
Did you just kiss a little man?
Yeah.
He is a little man.
Kiss Tom Cruise.
Here he is right now. Let's go home, Tom.
You just made a visual gag.
I put him into my shirt pocket.
Anyway. It was directed by Ivan Reitman, who made Ghostbusters and Meatballs.
One out of three ain't bad.
That's me kissing a little meatball and putting it
in my shirt pocket. After we kiss something, it is tradition amongst us to put it into our shirt pocket.
I'm feeding little Tom Cruise.
Here's a whole meatball that should last you until winter.
This was the start of the Arnold Schwarzenegger trilogy with Ivan Reitman, because he made Kindergarten Cop and Junior!
Yeah. Fucking knew it was the same team.
Also with Danny DeVito.
Danny
DeVito was also in Last Action Hero as well.
Was he?
Yeah.
Was he a cameo? He wasn't directed by Ivan Reitman anyway.
I mean, he was in the film though.
Am I just going to be the Googling?
I said Kindergarten Cop.
I'm looking at. Why is Danny DeVito so famous? He's really not.
What do you mean,
why
is Danny DeVito so famous? Look at him.
Think about how many short people are in Hollywood.
Remember
loads! They have their own guild!
Remember the time he says, horror.
Oh, that bit.
Yeah. Last Action Hero, 1993. He's Whiskers. Uncredited voice. Okay.
Oh,
doesn't matter. Okay.
It's a cameo, I suppose. That would
I guess my eyes were just like...
Sean has the weirdest form of synesthesia, where he remembers voice acting roles as them actually being in the film.
Oh, yeah, I mean, he was in Space Jam, wasn't he?
I hate to break it to you, Sean.
What about Space Jam? I remember last time we talked about Space Jam, you were very high up on it. I remember I got an A on an essay for writing about Space Jam and the role of women. Thanks, Kieron.
Hey, what do you mean, thanks?
Mate.
I celebrate your work.
Lola Bunny, that's actually interesting.
What the fuck, that rabbit so bad?
The role of women in Space Jam is a very interesting thing, because there's a lacking of a mother figure from fucking Michael Jordan. Also, his wife. Also, his nanny. His mum, who has to take care of his kids. Also, the granny in it. What's she up to?
Presumably Sylvester and Tweety Granny.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh.
Anyway.
I don't have answers for you, Sean, but I like your questions. Keep asking. Shake up the system.
That was pretty much the essay, just going,
Twins.
The budget was $15 million, and it made $216 million, which is quite big for.
So quite a profit, yeah.
Yep. That's like nearly four times.
It was the fifth highest grossing film of that year, behind like Rain Man and.
What
Rocky was the highest grossing
fuck
comedy?
Off. What behind what film?
Rain Man. Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Coming to America and Big.
Wow, that's a fucking.
So third highest comedy.
Wait, is that just? That's just a bunch of films where it's just like, yeah, here's someone's first role.
People like Dustin Hoffman.
I mean, movies were good then. Fuck, I like all these
even
films.
Comedy movies.
And Mario.
Well, Big is kind of creepy.
The guy I like Big.
She sleeps with a kid.
Yeah, but yeah.
Just because he's in an adult's body doesn't make it right. He's still innocent.
I mean, have you seen that video about it's the Tropen sci-fi film where it's Born Sexy Yesterday?
Oh, I have seen that.
Yeah,
it's all about how in like Fifth Element and like Tron Legacy and shit, it's just all these the women that are deemed sexually attractive
because
they're infantilized, but also they're good at combat.
Well, it's funny you should mention that because on the weekend that Twins came out. Also, was My Stepmother is an Alien.
So not Fifth Element. A quality film. Alright, yeah, so give us actually the plot rundown, because I know that they are twins, and they're kind of like opposites attract.
That's the joke.
What's the, like, as fucking Schneider would call it, the fucking meat and potatoes.
Zack Schneider?
No, that's not Schneider. Blake Snyder, save the cast, the fun and games, what actually happens in the film?
So, Schwarzenegger finds out that he has a twin brother because he thought that his mom had died giving birth to him. So he's like, oh, I have a brother.
She died giving birth to this fucker instead.
Come on!
And then, so he goes to find his brother who is down in Rio and lives in, like, California or something.
Cool.
And he's like a dodgy dealer who...
That's cheap for the studio. Shoot it in California.
And Danny DeVito tries to make money shit ton. And he gets a hand on this, like, fuel injector engine. And he tries to sell it to this guy for, like, $5 million. He wants to do that, but then Schwarzenegger bumps into Danny DeVito. He's like, Vincent, you're my brother.
Solid. Arnold Schwarzenegger just walked into the room, lads. Welcome.
And then obviously Danny DeVito's like, fuck off, you're mental.
Oh, it's Danny DeVito as well. Come on in, man.
Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule, lads.
Who the hell are you?
Oh, fucking Connell.
And then, once Danny DeVito gets threatened by the mob, Schwarzenegger just beats the hell out of the goons, and then Danny DeVito's like, you know what, we should hang in.
Yeah, he starts seeing his use, I remember this.
Because when he tries to steal the car, Schwarzenegger just lifts it. He's like, if you lift it over a 45 degree angle, the alarm goes off. I said, well, that's smart, thanks for telling me that. And then he's just useful to Danny DeVito.
What's Arnold's job in this film?
Nothing.
Cool, he just hangs in the tropical island.
He's just perfect. Like, he's physically, mentally perfect. He studies philosophy and shit. He always goes on about the crisis situation.
Lives... Is that the Arab oil crisis? No. Anyway, but like... It wasn't been the time, alright? It's an important event. It's the crux of the film Nice Guys. but shit, okay, so he lives on a tropical island. He clearly has a foreign accent. Well, I mean, foreign to the United States. And then at the same time, he's just allowed wander
foreign to everyone but Austrian.
Yeah, exactly.
maybe German people. He's a bit familiar.
Yeah, I think they'd...
Because, you know what, if he changed his accent, no one knew who Arnold Schwarzenegger was.
Yeah.
I have a fun fact about that. He wanted to do the German, like, dubbing of Terminator, but he was told he wasn't allowed to because he has an Austrian accent, and to Germans, that sounds like a farmer. So he couldn't be this big farmer robot going around.
Well, jeez. I'll be right back. I was thinking more like West Country. Like, be right back, love.
Hasta la vista.
Oh, get down.
Put the cookie down.
I want to go through every country and do this version of Terminator.
Not every Arnold Schwarzenegger film, and he has to start every line with
come on, do it.
Oh, go back to the chopper.
go on, kill me. Go on, do it. Hey, go on. You know you wanna.
Oh, stick around.
Oh, excuse my friend, he's dead tired.
Alright, that fucking killed it.
That's like Stephen Merchant.
Sorry, could you excuse my friend, he's dead tired.
I'm Stephen Merchant.
Whoa, Stephen Merchant, make room!
Just walked into the room!
We only had enough chairs for Danny and Arnold!
It's fine, Danny will take half a seat.
Be so much better.
Schwarzenegger will take 2 seats.
They've got like opposite bums.
So anyway.
Danny's so like wide and Stephen Merchant's just a stick.
Yeah.
So when they come together.
Where's their movie?
Danny's trying to deliver the fuel injector engine to get his money. And Arnold's like, we should go and try and find her mother because apparently she's still alive.
Shit.
And Danny's like, yeah, we can do that, but first I need to get this money sorted.
First I need to perform illegal acts.
Alright.
And, like, Schwarzenegger wants to meet all of his dads, because he's got six dads, I think.
Man, this movie's fucking stupid.
Because they take, like, all
is this the... Wait, hang on. This is a plot point in that TV series, The Expanse.
Or... My mother, How I Met Your Mother.
We're backwards in the title.
My mother, How I Met.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yoda, what are you doing here?
We've got so many guests.
So sweaty in here.
We got Yoda, Stephen Merchant, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito.
Oh, I'm so nervous, I'm sweating so much less.
And fucking country Arnie as well. Yeah.
And fucking cunt what?
Cunt Arnie.
Cunt Arnie.
Just a bit.
I love fucking West Country Arnie.
Wait, so how does he have six dads?
Because...
Is it kind of like, oh, I need to work out who my dad is?
Kind of, but no. Because on this... Tropical Island, they tried to make the perfect specimen, which is Arnold. And then.
So they succeeded in making the
perfect
specimen.
Yeah, but then there's leftovers.
Suddenly very
so they
uncomfortable
made Danny
DeVito. And
they, like, they even mentioned that because, like, Danny DeVito's like, hold on, I'm the crap.
Fucking Danny DeVito's like the chips at the bottom of the McDonald's bag. I mean, they're still good.
I mean, they're fine.
Because they try. Because they get, like, different parts of, like, male specimen, like, try and get who's good, who's the smartest person, who's the strongest person, who's, like, the most philosophical.
That's
make,
not how DNA works.
They make one person, which is Arnold Schwarzenegger, and the mum is played by Heather Graham, so she was famous.
Well, wait, what?
So, what talents did they get out of her? Was it all the men they just got all the talents from, was it? Was she just an incubator?
Fridge.
I mean, she's just a fridge for my cum.
Jesus Christ.
My genetically engineered cum going inside the woman who's in Austin Powers 2.
I don't like... Suddenly this weird eugenic subplot is really creepy by the fact that it's played by an Austrian man.
What are you doing? Who's Austin Graham?
I don't know. I made a typo and now this lady just came up and I'm interested.
For fuck's sake. Anyway...
Give the adventures at me, Hal.
So, Heather Graham is there.
Yeah, she plays an uncredited role as her mum at the start. Oh, I never even noticed until... Hold on, I had to research.
Didn't even give her a fucking credit shot.
That's before she was in Austin Powers 2.
To be fair, I mean, Danny DeVito had an uncredited role in Last Action Hero.
And also, this was before
so
she...
So it all cancels Edge.
This was before she was in the best film ever, Licensed to Thrill. Well, License to Drive with the two Coreys. Corey Feldman and Corey.
Oh,
another one.
Oh,
in the house. One.
Corey in the house.
Fucking sick.
Heather Graham's almost 50.
Jeez. Anyway.
Bitch is old. But she still looks nice.
Okay, Hein.
I like Heather. Get on my level.
Heather Graham.
I fancy her a bit.
Get on my level. She's pretty swell.
She was probably 14 in this film.
Something like that.
What? No.
No, she was like 16.
Maths.
Yeah, born 1970, so.
So 18.
18. 18. Ah, that's legal.
It's fine.
Wait, so how old are the twins, though?
Like 35 or something.
How old are the twins in the film? She's 18 in the film.
No, she's 18 when she gives birth to them.
Oh, okay, right, it's a flashback in the beginning.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
Okay.
Because I was like, no.
The
They did the six dad sides, why not have a child before the mother's born? Makes as much fucking sense.
This whole weird eugenic subplot that we've gone into just gets darker and darker as we go in.
We weren't meant to look here. Man was not meant to tread on these dark sciences.
Basically, this is a sci-fi film. If you think about it.
Well, hang on. Isn't it also junior? Is there all, like... So, Kindergarten Cop, is there any sci-fi elements in that? No. So, I'm wondering if this is, like, the Cornetto and Blood trilogy
kind of...
Right. Cool.
I mean, there's science in it, because he doesn't have a tumour, so he must have been checked.
There's
hints of science.
Very hard to have a film without any science.
Also, Danny DeVito...
There's the sun!
Danny DeVito plays all the kids in it.
I would watch that. I would watch that in the heartbeat.
So...
Salazon Twins. Not the version of Twins we made in our head.
So they eventually track down their mom in, like, New Mexico or something.
Cool.
Is she still played by Heather Graham?
No. She's an old woman this time.
Is she also uncredited?
No, she's credited.
Okay, cool.
But then... Because they find her in this, like, retirement home and they're like, is Marianne Benedict here? And she's like, oh, she passed away. And then also they're very sad. But then when they leave the retirement home, she's like, these goddamn, like, retail people trying to, like, buy her land. And because she knows that that's her son's. No, sorry. She finds out later. Because they returned this...
So there was mistaken identity, and what were actually her sons were kicked out of the retirement home because she thought they were, like, trying to upsell her or buy her land.
Yeah, because then they returned the fuel injector engine for, like, the $5 million, but Danny DeVito keeps $1 million because he's a dingy bastard.
Stingy.
Dingy is different.
Yeah, that's a boat.
That's a dinghy. That's not a dingy.
I think it's more of a play on the pronunciation than it is the...
Oh.
Dingy is also a play on the pronunciation of stingy. Anything's a play on the pronunciation. Book is a play on the pronunciation of film.
You have to play on the pronunciation of Mijo.
Explain the grammar of that.
And they get rewarded for returning the money.
Okay.
And then they're in the newspaper, and Marianne's like, oh, that's my son's.
Now that they're famous, I care.
I thought they died. And then.
Shit.
And then they meet her at the end, and Danny DeVito says, like, Mama. And it's really heartbreaking. And I cry every time.
Mama!
Shit, man.
Mom!
Ma!
Mama! Mama, come here! It's Danny DeVito!
And that's the story.
It's my Danny DeVito impression. What do you guys think?
Why do we need an impression if he's already in the room with us?
I'm so rude, I'm sorry.
He's being awfully quiet.
No, he's very courteous.
Do you want me to whap out some trivia?
Oh, whap it all over my face.
This is a fucking fact. So, they were thinking about making a sequel to it recently. It was like 2003 they were thinking.
Two Twins, Two Furious.
It's called Triplets, and guess who's going to play the third brother?
Oh, I heard about this.
Eddie Murphy.
Oh, yes! Take that, cinema!
It's just the fact that the one guy who came up with this joke is, like, writing this fucking movie franchise.
We went to the moon and then history stopped. Now we're just winging it. Fuck it. Eddie Murphy.
This whole thing is just, guys, twins that look different. Am I right?
Well,
now when there's mild xenophobia, now we can do some mild racism.
Well, that
two black guys. That's just a bad name.
But what about two white guys and a black guy?
Ooh. Three white guys. Hang on a minute. There's something not right there.
I don't like this, but it makes me feel safe.
Wait, so what's the...
Stop it, Middle America, you're ruining film!
I can already imagine the fucking script is just like the one gene that they were missing from. Soul.
It was Carl Weathers.
Yeah. Oh, don't call it Soul! Oh, fucking hell!
Funk.
No, it's just... don't say a type of music! That's the one rule!
What rap music?
Jazz! Damn it!
Hip-hop.
Well,
R&B! Damn it! That's just two things we already said!
Did black people just make all music?
Yes!
Blues!
Fuck!
that's where I was going. It's like someone pitching it in a like a fucking screenplay. It's like, guys, how about the missing gene that Arnold Schwarzenegger was missing? What soul? Bow, Eddie Murphy stars as...
Comes in playing bass.
No, this guy needs to be whiter, more corporate and shittier, and he needs to say the word urban, and everyone's like...
Mm. Everyone in the audience is like...
See you at the golf club this weekend, guys! I'm so unhappy at this job, so and it pays well.
Well, fun fact, you should mention that, because the original idea for the film was like... hastily conceived in a Hollywood bathroom.
Jeez. Fucking really?
After the writer's initial pitch to an executive producer was, like, failed to happen.
Okay, so this is my backup
idea. He's pissing. He comes up and is like, hey, what if one of them was black?
No, literally what happened, okay, so everyone who's struggling in LA, working waiting jobs and all that kind of thing, trying to write your perfect fucking screenplay and get it through the door. Nah, fuck it! Just trap an executive while he's midstream, and he just has to say yes to your movie idea.
I mean, to be fair, the film didn't get made, so...
No, but that was the idea for the original.
Hang on, yeah, because
this is for the original, so what? It did get made.
So the guy was just like, oh, my pitch failed, so he just takes a pitch, like, what if Danny DeVito paired up with Arnie?
What's the fucking logline elevator pitch for this film? How do you put this into two words?
Isn't it funny how people look different?
Yeah. Imagine if they were... You know, sometimes when you meet someone who's related and you're like, nah, clap in a movie.
Yeah, literally just like, one's tall and strong, the other one's short and fat.
Yeah, it's an odd couple situation, yeah.
Yeah, buddy cops, but not cops.
God damn it.
A buddy comedy.
But buddy villains.
What?
Buddy criminals.
Oh, isn't that the Despicable Me franchise?
Isn't that just...
But, no, yeah. He doesn't have a buddy.
Isn't that just...
I'm sure one of them does. Did anyone else notice Despicable Me 3 coming out? Because I didn't, and it's now on shelves as a DVD. And I'm just like, when did that happen? But there's like... there was a stand for something.
Minions?
I don't fucking know. I got blinders on. I've got like minion block, ad block software in my face.
Schwarzenegger took a 20% of the profits, so he made $35 million.
Of course he did. How much money do you think he how much money do you think he added? Bankrolled it.
I mean, probably quite a lot, because he was a big star back then.
And he was the one who wanted to be in comedy. He was the guy pushing this.
Because he wanted to change it up.
You think he's on Schwarzenegger doing that log line? What do you small man, little peepee.
He's got better grasp of English than that.
Yeah, he's actually quite fluent. Just has an accent.
This isn't 1971.
Sorry, my
when cavemen were still a thing.
Sorry, I'm just thinking about Conan, you know?
That's fair.
West Country Conan.
West Country Conan.
Oh, yeah.
We'll laminate them women.
Laminate?
Anyway.
Well, that's laminating...
I feel like we could recreate this movie.
With who?
Just any of us.
Yeah. Well, we need to finish on our Austin Powers
film. Nick and Sean would be a good twins.
Yeah.
Who's shorter than you?
No, who's shorter than Nick?
Oh, Nick's the short one.
Is he?
No.
No, that's it. We get someone even bigger. It's all down to
Nick and someone bigger. Yeah.
What if there was a film with two really big lads? Sorry guys, I just made 35 million. Anyway,
big twins.
Big twins.
Walking tall.
And Eddie Murphy's there. Alright, so this, actually, going back to the sequel point with Eddie Murphy, I don't want to rehash this, but is that still going ahead? Because I heard about that a couple of years ago.
I mean, it was initially scrapped because Arnold Schwarzenegger ran for governor, so that just...
Yeah, that's over now.
But in 2012, it said the sequel was officially confirmed. That was 5 years ago, so I don't know about it.
Progress has been slow.
Yeah, probably in development hell.
Progress has been slow. That's why this film is being made. Social commentary.
I mean, there's a fun, weird tie-in with Always Sunny, because when Schwarzenegger meets one of his dads, who's like an old fitness guy, one of his grandkids is played by the chick who plays Maureen Ponderosa.
What?
Because that's Ivan Reitman's daughter.
Oh.
Catherine right
that's...
now.
That's...
I mean, it's not a tie-in, but...
Not really, no. It's a... It's a... Oh, it is one of those facts. It's one of those facts you just go...
Yeah.
Who else is always sunny? Danny DeVito.
Yeah, but he plays Frank, and he's a frog boy.
Whoa, spoilers.
He's actually a trash man.
It's very close to being the longest running consecutive sitcom.
Yeah, but now Big Bang Theory's coming out. Oh, have you seen the new...
Young Sheldon thing?
Yeah, Young Sheldon. Hey, this kid's got autism.
Laugh at him.
Remember when Community had a character with autism and he was like, you know, cool and respectable? No. Fuck all that. Laugh at him.
Look, he's pointing out things he doesn't like about people. He's only wee.
What a character.
Well, in Azerbaijan...
Bazinga. Oh, Azerbaijan, yes, yeah, go on.
I know you like this.
Fucking love Harry Potter.
The dubbed title was Friends. Zombie 42, Two Times the Death.
Two Times the Death.
The Azerbaijanis know what they're fucking doing.
What?
Zombie 42, Two Times the Death.
Lads, you think Waterstones are still open? We need an Azerbaijan, like, dictionary. We need to figure out where there's
I don't think they understand what films are.
After this podcast, it's all just faded away.
All life. I'm frightened.
Are you?
Yeah.
Start at the beginning. Danny DeVito is smaller than Arnold Schwarzenegger. This elicits some sort of joyous feeling that we call humor. Hello, human friends.
I am not a robot.
It's I, your other human friend.
From Azerbaijan.
From Azerbaijan. Well, you know, just down the road.
Two times for death.
Two times.
It's like the joke, is one of my favorite jokes, where it's like the guy is like, eh, what is up, humans? Fellow humans. Nailed it.
So one of the reasons why I like twins is just because it feels like the concept just seems so fake. Like,
yeah.
It's something that The Simpsons would make up.
It sounds like, yeah, it does sound like a background parody film, like from an episode of 30 Rock or something.
Yeah.
It strikes me of
but
the
it's real.
But to be fair, this all kind of preceded that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
This is probably what spawned those parodies.
The most goofy film ever.
Yeah.
The goofy movie.
I feel like this period of comedies is really fascinating.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's just like, that wouldn't fucking get made.
You say that, like, but Central Intelligence. All you need is a Big Johnson and a Little Heart.
Anyway.
Also good marketing.
But like, okay, so you have twins, and then you have Kindergarten Cop. That's probably more like conventional comedy.
Junior's today. Worse, though.
That's junior. Yeah, Junior. That's junior is fucking peak this.
What the fuck is Junior?
Actually, the fact that...
Schwarzenegger gets pregnant.
The fact that
Ghostbusters
is like a comedy film is relatively strange for today, other than the fact that there was a Ghostbusters like remake, like
last year.
Yeah, last year. But what the, like, there wouldn't be like that weird high concept action, but also it's a comedy. Unless you count Transformers, and I don't.
Emma Thompson is in Junior.
Yeah. I'm all dressed up in like dragon shit.
It's, yeah.
He gets emotional.
It's weird. He gets fat as well.
I really like 80s cinema.
He doesn't kill
I love all the Beverly Hill Cop films.
Again, Emma Thompson is in Junior.
She's an Oscar winner.
To be fair, I think this is kind of, it's very, you know, it's a fucking padding, am I right? It's very, like, it kind of sets up a generation of comedy movies in the 80s.
Kind of.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, this is late 80s.
But not only that, but it's just consistent with the Arnold Schwarzenegger style. Like, if you watch Commando, it's kind of like the same humor of, Arnold Schwarzenegger, he big, he so strong, he the man.
Do you know what strikes me? I feel like this is a thing for 80s comedies, but I might be just imagining this. And feel free to like try and disprove this idea. But I feel like a lot of 80s comedies...
No.
A lot of 80s comedies did... Like, there wasn't such a thing as comedic actors. There was just like...
actors who wanted to do comedy.
Yeah, actors who just wanted to do comedy.
Yeah.
I mean, there was
am I just imagining that?
There was like,
well, I mean,
SNL
those,
people.
Yeah, there's yeah, SNL guys, people. But...
Yeah.
Jim Carrey and shit like that.
He was like in Living Color and stuff.
But like, yeah. I'm imagining like all the Schwarzenegger comedy films, Danny DeVito at this point is not known as a comedic actor, and I don't think he was until, like, fucking Always Sunny, because he was doing all sorts of things.
I mean, he's only, he was still funny, but...
Yeah, he was a... Yeah.
He did fucking Hercules.
Hercules.
Oh, yeah, Hercules. Of course. It's a voice actor.
Yeah, he's...
Yeah, that's, Disney.
Well, oh, yeah, no. Danny DeVito starred in Hercules.
He was Hercules.
No. He was Hercules, yeah. No, sorry, I was thinking of the Arnold Schwarzenegger Hercules, where he's just, like, topless running around New York.
Isn't Hercules just twins? Big buff guy hangs out with Danny DeVito.
Are they twins, though?
Is that also Always Sunny in Philadelphia? The main guy, Dennis, is fairly buff as well.
I mean, Mac, he cultivates mask.
Yeah.
Wait, Dennis is a golden god.
He's a five,
star. Idiots!
He's a five-star man.
Like, Beverly Hills Cop. Eddie Murphy is a
to be fair,
Eddie Murphy. But he did more stand-up in the 80s.
I just want to say, Connell, you've got me on your level, because Twins has kind of just brought up just feelings of nostalgia.
Yeah.
It's all connected to other shit, but it kind of all roots from this kind of central point.
Also, the way that the main villain dies is fucking hilarious, because...
Whoa, spoilers.
And plus, it taught me a life lesson, even though it's, like, really dumb. Like, when Arnold and Danny are, like, getting dressed up and suited up, like, Danny's teaching Arnold how to walk, he's like... You gotta walk like you're listening to music. I was like, oh, it's... I never noticed that.
Oh, I thought it was gonna be something about, like, body acceptance or whatever, but no.
Just wholesome. Yeah. A nice wholesome piece of advice.
And also, Arnold still has, like, some one-liners in it. Because, like, he beats a guy up in a...
And he says...
An elevator.
Twins.
It's like, I'm a twin. No, he says, you have no respect for
That's a terrible one there.
Yeah.
You have no respect for logic, and I have no respect for someone who doesn't respect the logic. And he throws him out of the elevator and, like, gets his arm broken and shit.
Yeah, Bob Hoskins is dead.
Yeah, he is. I just, for some strange reason, I had edited Who Framed Roger Rabbit in my head to be starring Danny DeVito as the Private Eye.
Just because they're short.
Just because, yeah, probably. I forgot it was Bob Hoskins.
Just British Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he wasn't a comedic actor either.
Hook. He was in Hook.
He was in Hook.
He was Smee.
Robin Williams was a comedic actor. Mm. Okay, maybe my theory is garbage.
That's actually... Fuck. What? So a lot of the comedic actors that kind of comedic acted back in the 80s and then like early 90s, they were all stand-ups who got into film.
Yeah, I mean, that was... Robin... So the comedian trajectory in the States... Like, nowadays is still stand-up circuit, global stand-up circuit, go on to SNL, be in fucking film and TV for the rest of your life. I don't know, maybe in the 80s, SNL just wasn't as good as it was at its peaks.
I mean, it's better.
If we're talking about...
Bill Murray.
Yeah, Bill Murray. I was going to say.
Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah. But then, like, how many people do we know who are, like, big comedic actors today skip SNL? From America, that is.
Jimmy Fallon. Will Ferrell.
Yeah, what about, like, he was on Charlie Day?
Charlie Day is probably the only big one that I know, and that's because he, like, bootstrapped his own TV show.
Well, I'd say Orville Lies from Always Sunny.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart. Is he on SNL?
Part of me feels he was, but I don't know. I don't think he was.
Kevin Hart. We should look this up afterwards.
I mean, very curious. Kevin Hart was just... I think he got famous through the same means that, like... Just, like... A lot of, like, it's a weird, like, 90s era black actors kind of have their own kind of culture.
Because you have, like, Jamie Foxx and everything.
Kevin Hart was actually rejected from SNL.
Oh, fuck hell.
Yeah, he auditioned and didn't get in.
So I just
Dave Chappelle?
A lot of the people who went through 30 Rock. I know Tina Fey was from SNL, but then, like, Donald Glover was a writer for SNL.
Yeah.
And he skipped SNL. Or not SNL.
I wouldn't say he's a comedic actor. He's more of a visionary.
He's an artist.
Okay, then Titus Burgess was the same as well. He wrote for 30 Rock as his starting.
Alright. I don't know.
You do know Titus Burgess. He's fucking brilliant.
Who's the guy who did Scare Tactics?
What? Why are you looking at me like
30 Rock.
Yeah.
What's his name? He's like... Oh, you just got scared.
Alec Baldwin?
No.
You're thinking Tracy Morgan?
Yes, that's the one.
Like one of the main lads.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just disappears because he has like huge problems with drugs.
And he had a thing wrong. He struggled with a car.
Oh yeah. It wasn't
so always scare just, tactics, man.
Yeah, he just had a car accident and went into a coma.
But like Tina Fey is like one of his big personal supporters, and it's like whenever you're clean, you have a job with me. Yeah, basically.
Tina Fey's so nice.
Tina Fey's fucking brilliant. I'm loving the new season of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
I'm just looking at comedy movies from 2017.
Oh God, no!
Why is Boss Baby there? All pretty much SNL kind of.
Did
bitches.
Rough Night. Everyone who voice acted in Batman was
Where's
SNL.
Where's Kong Sky Island?
Steve Carell.
Chips. Despicable Me. Yeah. Why is Pirates of the Caribbean there?
It's got Johnny Depp.
The Emoji Movie. Wit. Wank.
I know, but like the guy who voices in that, the guy from Silicon Valley.
T.J. Miller.
Yeah. Does he SNL?
Like? Oh no, he was stand up and he smoked a lot of weed and then
yeah,
he got famous.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure he was like.
And then he was in Deadpool 7.
Yeah, like Kevin Smith. He made a presence for himself on the internet.
Would you call Ryan Reynolds a comedic actor?
There's like
more
this.
Action.
Yeah, there's like that weird distinction because like what Robert Downey Jr. is kind of in the same bracket as him, where they can be witty.
Yeah,
yeah. It's kind of like the distinction between comedic actor and comedian. Like everyone we've talked about so far is a comedian, and then a comedic actor is a guy who delivers lines well, but probably isn't funny by themselves.
Yeah,
Dane Cook.
T.J. Miller was a stand-up.
Cool.
So like. The pattern seems to be stand-up comedians and SNL alumni. Those are the two.
You know who's good.
I want to graph this.
You know who's good right now?
I want the mass data. Yeah.
The only ones modern-wise that I can think of
Key
right now.
Key and Peele.
Key
and
Peele.
Mad TV.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
But I was also thinking perhaps like Seth Rogen and his...
Was great.
Yeah,
like
Band
Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah, Bandom. True, Freaks and Geeks.
Mandom.
Yeah. Don't they have SNL connections? I thought they did.
No, because like
I think they do in some way.
Fucking Seth Rogen was a stand-up as well.
Segan.
He did stand-up since he was like 16.
Yeah. Segal isn't.
Steven Segal.
Jason Segal is SNL alumni, I think. Well, you see, they've all been on SNL now because they're famous and they like do the guest host thing.
I'm sure he wrote for it.
Even Tom Hanks, he was on SNL.
Yeah, exactly. Who hasn't been? Why haven't we been on SNL, lads?
That's what's wrong.
That's the problem. We could have been in the Twins. I would so love if we were in the Twins reboot if it got out of development hell.
Eddie, I don't know.
Who would play Eddie Murphy's character? None of us are black.
No, I think we're...
Hey, we've seen Always Sunny. We know what we can do.
Yeah.
Do you know what they did in Trolls? Speaking of like how people get into films.
Trolls, the fucking...
The children's films.
Right. I've just got back from fucking Lanzarote. That was the only CD that my fucking wee cousin had. I've heard, the two versions of that. Dance, 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 dance. And then the fucking, the trap remix of whatever that fucking song is. It's like a really epic, like, orchestral song, but the fucking trap drums come in. And then Hello Darkness, the fucking Uke version of Sound of Silence. And then I'm coming out, but like in a weird...
So hang on, are you pro or against the soundtrack of Troll?
It sounds nice, but it's been fucking ingrained
but
into
like,
my head.
All the background cast and like bit parts and that were all like famous YouTubers that they paid twiddlywinks to. Because rather than hire like actors who know what they're worth, they just got a bunch of YouTubers being like, want to be in a film?
Spent all the money on Anna Kendrick and JT.
Basically, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, should we...
Twins. Yeah, what's our final judgments on Twins? Unless you have any, like, more pertinent points to bring to the table.
Not really. I think it's just amazing.
There they are, out of troll costume.
Because I used to be, like, a big Arnold Schwarzenegger fan when I was younger. So I tried to see all of his films, and I was like, what's this wacky Twins? This isn't an action film. It's funny.
Yeah, like, this is the thing. I'm very interested in this... I didn't realise those three films were a trilogy.
mean, they're not, but they're just...
Yeah, but, like, a connected, kind of, like, same cast of characters, same director.
A Cornetto trilogy.
Yeah, kind of, but there's, like, thematic... And it's it would have been like that if Danny DeVito was in all of them.
Yeah.
Or, like...
They're all to do, like, kids, in a way.
Twins, kid giving birth, and then kindergarten. It's like the stages of life, almost.
I'd say it's kind of like in the same way in which the guy wrote that, Stephen Sommers wrote Van Helsing, also wrote The Mummy, also wrote G.I. Joe. It's kind of all one style that someone's good at, and they're like, you know what's funny? Fucking a man giving birth. What if...
Just dunks a basketball on his office.
What if...
Did it.
He hosted a kindergarten... But he's got a gun.
Actually, do you imagine if this was your director's guy, one really clusterfuck of a film, and they're just like, nah, you need to fucking separate it out. Estranged twins, one of them gives birth to a child in a scientific experiment, and at the same time is defending a kid, a classroom full of toddlers.
And then he's got millions. He's like,
but, so I'd like to know how that production went about. Was this director and actor thing signed up as a production, like... We've signed you for 3 movies, kind of thing.
I don't know. Maybe it's just like, oh, Twins were successful. You're gonna work again.
Yeah, because that box office return is pretty good.
Gotta make that fucking money.
Because it could be like what Sean was talking about, where you do like one film of that style, and people are like, oh, that was good. Do it 2 more times.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Or if they were like, package deal. Here's a contract for 3 movies. But I kind of want to. Anyway, my point was, I kind of want to shotgun these films, like one after the other.
All 3.
Yeah, and go mental. It's like, what were they doing in the 80s?
I don't think...
Would you say Ivan Reitman is an auteur?
Let's not get into that.
Comedian auteur.
Yeah.
He's involved in Animal House?
He was also involved in Space Jam. This guy's good.
What are the 2 comments?
And Evolution.
Oh,
Evolution's an odd film.
And No Strings Attached. And the Ghostbusters remake. And Baywatch. This dude's making some wow.
Director and producer.
Junior made like $36 million, so it wasn't as successful.
Really, and he has he seems to have a collection of favorite actors as well. So we're just on this director's page. He's with Dan Aykroyd, Danny DeVito. Other names I'm recognizing:
Sigourney Weaver,
Bill Murray.
So this guy is kind of like an SNL guy.
Yeah, like an SNL director.
He's one of these guys where you find out who he is, you're just like, oh shit, he made everything I watched.
And his son, Jason Reitman, I think he made June.
Wanking.
He did the remake of fucking Baywatch.
And Triplets is to be announced.
To be announced.
Bastards! I think that sounds like a fucking...
Bastards sounds like a better sequel to Twins. The parents die.
Also known as Who's Your Daddy? Oh, God.
Right. In the United Kingdom? Okay.
Two brothers learned their father did not die when they were young, as they had previously believed.
That's twins! Except instead of a mom, it's a dad!
Kieran, are you on Connell's level?
I very much am.
Same. As I said earlier, I'm on it because it's got so much nostalgia feel.
These movies sound stupid.
But that's what you're supposed to be saying.
I know, but like...
Engagingly stupid.
I feel like it has to be a thing that you...
accidentally watch while
You have to experience...
A bucket of ice cream late night, stupid like Channel 4.
or maybe just grew up with it. Because I like Arnold Schwarzenegger, I like Danny DeVito. And like you were talking about Matilda. I love Matilda.
Mm.
It's a stupid movie.
Yeah, but the best... Book?
Yeah, I wrote down.
Yeah, okay.
But like, it's just really
the
over...
famous author.
Yeah, really over the top, and just... And I like Matilda, but every time you speak about twins, I just think, God, this sounds so dumb.
To be fair, the amount of... The amount of screen time Danny DeVito has in Matilda versus what I imagined in Twins is probably very different. There's a chasm there.
Yeah.
It's a lot of Danny DeVito and Twins.
I don't think I'm on the level. I'm looking up. I'm looking up, wondering what
I
all
feel
the
like
fuss is about.
You're imagining it differently. I imagine we descend. When we get onto levels, we're going deeper into the pit.
So it's 2 out of 3.
Oh, take that.
Pretty good.
Good night, everybody!
Well, we're gonna...
Oh, high five!
Ready?
Friendship.
Cunt.
And if you weren't listening, that was an episode of Get On My Level. If you want to keep up to date on all the things we're doing, go and like our Facebook page, Get On My Level, and follow our Twitter at Get On My Level PC. The PC stands for podcast. Drop us a rating on your local podcasting platform, and hell, drop us a message suggesting a topic, giving your opinion, or even telling us how much you enjoyed it. And stay tuned for the next episode, and stay sexy.
My fucking head. Yeah. Okay, what is it, guys? Get on my level.
What is this podcast?
Guys, get on my level. Okay, so.
Windows starts.
Just fucking now!